You see what I'm saying?
Fairway Oaks resident Shirley Dempsey is stepping over wide cracks in her home cement foundation.
And it comes all the way from up under the refrigerator, and it goes out all the way. See it there?
Mm-hmm. Her Habajack's built home doesn't have any carpet. She says a vision in a dream 10 years ago told her to rip it out, and when she did, she found the damage. Many of her neighbors' homes are in a similar state.
The walls are cracked up. The boards are coming from against the wall.
Outside on her front porch, she pulls out a folder of documents.
Probably got it in another pile.
And bags of soil from around her house she's had tested. She and her neighbors have been trying to resolve the issue for years with help from Jacksonville Area Legal Aid. She believes Habajack's and the city are both to blame for the faulty homes. The local housing authority sold land near an old landfill to Habajack's, which developed the neighborhood in 2000. Now, City Council is considering awarding the Jacksonville branch of Habitat for Humanity more than $800,000 to build new homes.
We are concerned about Habitat continuing here in the city of Jacksonville, building homes that will not last.
The bill allocating the money passed in committees this week, but some members, like Councilwoman Joyce Morgan, were hesitant to vote yes.
I am one of those council members who is sitting here just saying, what can we do, and can we really give another $800,000 to your efforts to build new homes?
Habajack CEO Mary Kay O'Rourke says the nonprofit has operated without city money for the last 7 years and built about 170 homes during that time. She told council members this week, Habajack's had a civil engineer inspect 51 Fairway Oaks homes 3 years ago, and only one was identified as having structural problems.
After that, we offered to repair that home.
But as our partner News for Jax reports, a third-party building inspector later found growing cracks and lowering elevations. Still, council members like Garrett Dennis say Habajack's is innocent until proven guilty and shouldn't be denied funding.
I mean, this is an organization that's making a difference in an area, in a neighborhood, without any city funding. And now that they're asking for city funding, I believe it's our obligation to put a little skin in the game.
The bill being considered doesn't fund just Habajack's construction. Most of the roughly $2.5 million would be split between other affordable housing developers. The full city council will vote on the housing bill next week. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.